Hi, this is Lorraine Alterman, Free Press teen editor, and today I'm talking to Marvin Gaye. Marvin, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty fine today.
What do you think about teenagers and their clothes and their fads? Say mod clothes and wild things like this, long hair.
I think if they want to wear mod and everything, I think that's groovy. Really, in fact, mod clothes, I think it's something it keeps. When you wear mod clothes or when you go from one extreme to another, I think, and insofar as clothes are concerned, I think it keeps you, it keeps a person happy because who wants to wear Levi's all the time or something, you know, or just a plain black drab suit or something, you know. I think it's good.
Tell me, Marvin, what's the favorite, your favorite record, your own, your own records?
One of mine?
Yeah, which one do you like the best?
I like Little Darling, I Need You. Funny I should like that.
Why do you like it?
I think that Little Darling, to me, when I hear Little Darling played, there's something in the grooves. There's something that comes out over the loudspeakers that strikes me as a feeling, as a sound that has a sort of a yearning type, lonely, melancholy feeling, and it's just become my favorite.
Marvin, who's your favorite singer?
Well, I have several. There's Frank Sinatra, there's Ray Charles, whom I think is great, and I particularly like the Beatles.
Tell me, if you weren't a singer, what would you like to be?
I think I'd like to be an airlines pilot.
What advice would you give someone who wants to become a singer?
Don't do it.
And Marvin, how do you like living in Detroit?
I love Detroit. It's a very cordial town and quite peaceful and restful. Nothing at all like New York.
I'd like to thank Marvin Gaye for being with us today, and I want to remind all of you that you can read interviews like this on the Teen Beat page in the Free Press every Friday, along with stories of interest to all teenagers.